Every junior high school student learns that John F. Kennedy was the first, and so far the only, Catholic president. He overcame anti-Catholic prejudice, we're told, in the 1960 election by promising a strict separation of church and state. But the latest chronicler of the Kennedy family says that lesson just begins to explain the complicated relationship between the Kennedys and their church. Thomas Mayer is the author of The Kennedys, America's Emerald Kings. It was published just ahead of the 40th anniversary of Kennedy's death, and Thomas Mayer joins us now from our New York bureau. So what is it that most people don't know about the Kennedys and their religion?
Well, so much of their story as a family is rooted in their Irish Catholic immigrant background. And indeed, in 1960, religion was the number one issue of that campaign. Jack Kennedy made the promise repeatedly of separation of church and state. My book takes advantage of the Joseph P. Kennedy papers at the JFK Library, which have been kept private, secret for 40 years. These papers are a remarkable inside window to the Kennedys' relationship with the Vatican in particular. Over 25 years, it describes all the various different deals behind the scenes between the Kennedys, the American government, and the Vatican. Had these been known, it's my contention that Jack Kennedy would never become president.
Joseph P. Kennedy, of course, was John F. Kennedy's father. He was a millionaire, the source of the family's money, and he was the one who cultivated very close connections to Catholic leaders.
Yes, he did, and he always had his eye on that one prize, trying to get his son elected president of the United States. And indeed, he was trying to energize the Catholic Church, the Vatican, and the church hierarchy here in America, to energize the American Catholics to vote as a bloc for JFK.
I was interested to read that Joseph P. Kennedy had very close personal relations with the Cardinals of New York and the Cardinal of Boston, and in fact, they got involved in his personal life.
Sure. Well, you know, Joe Kennedy's relationship with the Vatican was so strong that he actually could lobby on behalf of bishops who wanted to become cardinals.
You have John F. Kennedy publicly saying, "I want a total separation of church and state. I'm not going to be taking orders from the Pope. I don't owe anything to the Vatican." And at the same time, you have John F. Kennedy's father writing these letters and making phone calls and trying to get the support of the Catholic Church.
Right. In fact, the most extraordinary letter comes in 1958. Alan Dulles, then the head of the CIA, comes to Florida to see Joe Kennedy. After that meeting, Joe Kennedy writes to his friend, Count Galeazzi, the right-hand man of the Pope at the Vatican, and he says, "Alan Dulles thinks my boy Jack's going to become the next president of the United States. And anything that you folks," meaning the Vatican, "want, just let me know, and I'll be the go-between between the CIA and the Vatican." Well, you can imagine if Richard Nixon had his hands on some of these letters, I think the history of that 60 election would have been much different.
Did that Irish Catholic background, particularly the Catholic side, since that's what we're talking about, affect the policies that John F. Kennedy pursued both in Congress and later as president?
Well, like most things with Kennedy, the image and the reality is often very different. There's a big gap. Indeed, he did live up on a domestic side to his promise of separation of church and state. And yet, on the foreign level, on the international level, it's very important to understand how much the Kennedys were very much involved with the church's fight against communism for decades. Indeed, Joe Kennedy and JFK were part of Friends of Vietnam. This is a group that were supporters of the leader of Vietnam, Diem, who was a Catholic in an overwhelmingly Buddhist nation, Vietnam. In fact, much of the trouble, a lot of the difficulties that we remember, were rooted in that religious struggle in Vietnam. But the church was very vehemently against the spread of communism, and the Kennedys were very much committed to that. So you see, for instance, the way in which Cardinal Cushing arranges for $1 million in cash to spring the imprisoned Bay of Pig invaders just before Christmas in 1962. And even more so, you see the Kennedys' support of Diem in Vietnam. And I know that there are a number of biographers and historians who will contend that had Jack Kennedy lived, he would have gotten out of Vietnam sometime soon. I don't think so. I don't think when you look at the cultural background of the Kennedys and the way in which they were so tied to the church and the church's support for Diem, whose brother was a bishop and had been found here in New York by Cardinal Spellman. That's how the whole Diem story begins. I think Jack Kennedy would not have gotten out of Vietnam anytime soon had he lived.
Thomas Mayer is the author of The Kennedys, America's Emerald Kings.